Jennifer Zamparelli on 2FM.
With Virgin Mobile. Freedom is calling to brighten up your winter mornings. Virgin Mobile. Bring on amazing.
Okay, I better really, really enjoy my Friday. So let's get to it. We'll start right now because it's time for...
F-R-I-E-N-D-S. Jen's Friday Friends.
Yes, and this week my friend is comedian Damo Clark, and Damo is in the bleeding studio. How's it going?
It's great to be actually here in person. No Skype. Beep, boop, beep, boop, boop. None of that.
It's annoying.
None
of
that.
I have to say, your line is always very clear.
Well, that's good at least.
You have a good line.
I got a Skype. Me and Skype go way back.
Oh, listen.
Way back to the MSN days, me and Skype. When the emoji was just like a blank face. Remember that? No,
yeah.
No, didn't even have a smile.
No. I mean, do you Skype your family in Australia or do you WhatsApp call?
We do the FaceTime Viber. My mum's keen on the Viber.
Does anyone use
Viber? Is that like the Hotmail of apps now?
Oh, my mum is the youngest of eight, right? And some of her siblings and that, they all use Viber for some reason. Is it an older thing?
Maybe. The vibe is... I like the Viber. It's purple. The app is purple. Yeah. Purple's happy.
What's the difference between that and like WhatsApp?
I don't know. You get stickers.
Okay.
Stickers are good. They're good. Stickers are right.
Stickers are always good. Yeah, Viber. I don't know. Is it a thing?
I like that. And I guess we jumped on when we thought it was going to be cool and it never took off, but we're still using it. Viber headquarters or whatever, that it's probably Silicon Valley. Who knows? They're looking, they're like, they've still got three people. Like your mum and my mum and me.
Yeah. That is it.
Vibing. Keeping Viber alive.
Keeping Viber.
So yeah, like, but the chats are good. So, but it's funny. We'll WhatsApp a meme and then the Messenger, the next one. And they're just to keep each other on our toes. Which app are we going to be in next?
Oh, who knows?
It's good that we can just keep in touch. We can't travel anywhere yet. Who knows?
No.
I mean, like, Novak.
You haven't been home in ages.
Novak was my test. If he can get in, then I can get in. But
Absolutely.
We don't know if he's going to get in or not.
Let's talk about Novak for a second, because we were talking about it on Tuesday. I mean, it's an ongoing story, but you might have some insider info. So what do you make of the whole carry on from an Aussie point of view?
Well, I'm embarrassed. Like, Australia's changed, man. Since when did, like, I didn't fill in the form properly? So when did these people become important? They were the people in school. They were like, shut up, mate. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
When I grew up, it was all, as you know, Australia was like, no worries, no dramas. You know, no worries, no dramas. No hassles. Now everything's hassles, dramas and worries. Like, what?
They're so full on.
Do you ever stand there, guys, as
an Aussie in the airport going, Jesus, these lads are full on.
At first when I heard they weren't even going to let him in, I thought, it's not an apple, it's a tennis ball. You know what they're like with fruit and veg
they're
and all that?
Yeah.
They go nuts.
They
and then,
do.
And now it's
they
like,
do.
Oh, his forms weren't filled in properly. Oh, he said he's got an exemption from blah, 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 blah. Australian Open. It's called the Australian Open. Not the Australian shut. They should let him in. Here's an idea. They call him Novak. Great. I think that's why that story is so popular, because what a pun. Brilliant. His first opponent should be renamed them Vax. So that's the match we're after. Novak versus Vax.
Exactly.
And what's the score going to be? Love. Love.
Well, it's not.
No.
But that is a nice dream to have.
Just to see.
Listen, on Monday we were talking about near-death experiences, because Bear Grylls talked about his 21 brushes with death.
Wow.
The best we could do was Anita falling on her arse on Bray Head.
Oh, yeah.
She was grad.
The old coccyx.
How's the coccyx, Anita? Knock, she says she's lucky to be here. Lies.
Lucky to be here.
I think she was so shocked, because as an adult, you rarely fall and want to cry.
Mm.
And the lip was going and she felt really vulnerable and sad and you need
Anita, was it like, you know when a kid falls down, you have that 3 seconds of, are they going to cry or not?
Yeah.
She's nodding,
yeah.
Yep. She says absolutely.
And she went for it and just bawled and then came in.
The coccyx hurts though. Bang! Right, I got tailbone.
I got kicked in the coccyx when I was in my secretarial course, and I can't do long haul flights without having to walk around for about 25 minutes.
I love that. It's like the one kick up the butt and now long haul flights are ruined forever.
Yeah, never forget her name. I can't mention her for legal reasons, but Susan Clark, you know who you are. She kicked
Clarkie
me up the
hall.
And she is!
Oh no.
She's a Clarkie. I think she's married now.
This is embarrassed about being Australian, about being a Clarkie. This is not good for me today.
Have you had near-death experiences?
I had a car accident This is great. This is only a few years ago. I was with another comedian, a lot of driving, you know.
Yeah.
The comedian was Alexis Dubas, English guy, but he plays a French character, Marcel Leconte. And so okay. he makes fun of French people and everyone else at the same time. It's great. So anyway, we were from Ipswich. We were driving back and it was one of those, it was like 4 or 5 years ago when the snow was mental. Snow over, couldn't see on the motorway. And then we couldn't see and they just crashed into... like bollards and that on the side of the motorway. Bum, 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 80 miles an hour. Bum, bum, bang.
Wow.
We got out. It was all crumpled. We got out. And by the time we got out and walked around the front, another car did the same thing. Crunch right into the back of ours. Those two people were fine, but both of our cars were a crumpled mass right off. They crawled out and we were just on a high like shock. And then we're alive. We're alive. We're on the side of the motorway. We're alive. And the snow was coming down and we just couldn't believe it. And we were like, brilliant. And then I had a knock on my knee and Alexis had a cut on his thumb because it was... right past us, 80 miles an hour, right past us. The noise. So anyway, eventually the cops showed up. Shame it wasn't the Garda. It was the bloody English police officers. And we were like, you know, with the big bobby hats with the snow on top.
Ridiculous hats.
So, and because we're on such a buzz for being alive, we were, I thought, I wonder if I could like hit him with a snowball, right?
Oh, no.
So I pegged one of them in the back of the head with a snowball and his hat fell off. He turned around all serious looking at me going, right. And he bent down, he's bunched up a snowball, and then the six of us, there was two cops and the four of us, snowball fight on the side of the motorway, like 1 a.m.
You haven't allowed.
It was great. And then the tow trucks came and it was all that, but it finally got to peg some cops in the face with snowballs. It was great. Great night.
It must be mad walking away from an accident like that and being like, oh my God. I'm alive. I mean, did you have to go on stage that night? Were you on your way back from a gig?
Oh, that's the beauty of it. We were on our way back from Ipswich. Okay. And if I died then, you don't want your last gig in Ipswich. I mean, nothing against if anyone's from there or whatever, but, you know, that's not... that. Didn't want the finale to be...
Ipswich. I get you.
But it was... you just think, if we were still in the car...
Yeah.
Or if we... because we walked around the car to look at the damage. And then as soon as we walked around it, it hit. So if we stopped and looked at the tail of the car, 1 second longer, we'd be crushed.
That is incredible. Crushed. Now, you're an Aussie. I was just talking to a girl in Australia. She's outside of Perth, but an Irish girl, we sent her a paddy box, and she was talking about the creatures that she's encountered just in the last week, like the brown snake.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And the redback spider. Yeah. I mean, being an Aussie and growing up there, did you have near-death experiences? Like with creatures, or were you okay? Because my friend is Australian and she always talks about when her cat used, you know, when cats go out and they bring back things like little mice here in Ireland. She said that her cat used to dump things on her chest when she was in bed, like massive spiders and deadly snakes. Because that's a thing in Australia. But did you have any encounters with
just
creatures?
Waking up to that? Yeah, I've heard that here, if you go to school, some schools get cancelled if you have frozen pipes.
Yeah.
And all that. That's great. So we had that, but instead there'd be like a dugite snake or a brown snake just in the playground.
Oh, God.
So we'd have to stay inside and watch, you know, the dude with the big hook in the pillowcase chase a snake around our playground and then he scoops him up. We're all like, yay! But we want the snake to bite the guy. And sometimes the snake would reel up and go, the dude, we're all 8 years old. I think it's the best thing ever. It's like the, you know, the reptile... the show at the zoo or something. It's like it comes to... it happened a few times per summer. We're like, we can't go... back inside, there's a snake. We're like, snake show!
Oh,
so we're
God.
Inside looking out the glass. Go, get him, snake, get him!
That's why you're all hardcore, because you witnessed all... That is mental,
it's funny,
Damo.
It's
not funny, it's mental. Let's talk about something that is mental. I'm not on board with it. Dry January, right? I'm all about giving up the booze. I'm all about going dry. But I think January is the wrong time, lads.
What
do you think?
Oh, I think you're dead on. It's dark. What else? There's nothing to look forward to then. Why would you start the year in the most boring way possible? Like, I did try it. I did try it a couple of years ago.
Yeah, how was that?
Like, oh, it sucked.
Yeah.
It's just sucked. Because, I mean, it's just for no reason. Like, a couple of drinks isn't going to harm you anyway. Mm-hmm. So if you're on a health buzz, you can still have one or two.
Yeah.
You know, but just saying to yourself for no reason, okay, I'm not going to do it anymore, We've all had hangovers, but that doesn't have to last for...
It's such a transition. It's like the flick of a switch I was saying from going from party, de champagne, a selection box for breakfast, and then get the green juice out. No drink, no joy, no happiness for the whole month of January. This is your penance.
Yeah, it's a shock to the system. And this is what I think. right? Drinking is like a marathon. This is what I've learned from living in Ireland. It's a marathon. You warm up to it, don't you? A few drinks on the way into town, a few drinks on the Thursday for the Friday for the Saturday. And then you don't just stop. Like if you run a race or you're a marathon, you have to stretch afterwards. You have to run down, walk it off. You know, a few Bacardi breezes in the morning, a few drinks, you know, it's peak. And then you don't just stop right there. You've got to ease out.
Okay, I'd like to distance myself from what Damo Clark is saying right now. We are not condoning having Bacardi breezers for breakfast. Drink responsibly.
It's sensible, everybody. Easing
balance,
out.
Balance, Damo. Balance. Are they big drinkers in Australia, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I thought I was good at drinking. Then you come to Ireland and I was like, oh, no, that was just a starter. You can drink yourself sober here. I've mentioned this on stage. You drink so much here that you can push through to the other side.
Yes.
Like you found a wormhole in the space-time continuum. We're almost there, lads. A few more drinks and we've pushed through. It's like going through light speed. It's unbelievable what you've accomplished.
Nice. I've never thought of it like that.
Drink yourself sober. Like, you know, if you're drinking nonstop for like over a week, you're like, I think I can drive now. Don't. I could operate heavy machinery. Because, you know, you look at the proper Shane McGowans of this world and you're like,
hardcore.
Yeah, he drinks a whole bottle shop off license for breakfast, but he's still walking around, chatting
around. He's still okay. Yeah, maybe dry January. Maybe I'm
nice white teeth.
Changing my mind on dry January. Let's talk about swearing. I love it. Yeah. I love swearing. I'm not allowed to do it that often on this show, but on Monday we got calls and texts from listeners on the benefits of swearing.
Do it on Dance with the Stars.
Imagine.
Like after a great dance. Holy.
Holy. Yeah, that was brilliant.
Holy mother of Jesus.
You look so hot.
Yeah,
I'd be gone. But as an Australian living in Ireland, do we even need to ask? Do you swear much? Are you a sweary guy on stage?
More than I need to be, I think.
Right, okay.
Yeah,
to fit in here?
Oh, I think I always sort of was. But okay. I mean, but same as like Ireland, Australia probably got that from Ireland. You know, swearing can be endearment. You know, you can even swear at a little child and you go, oh, he's such a cute little so-and-so.
It's funny because the child thing is funny because I often hear my friends saying, in endearment, you just mentioned that, like, oh, he's a little mollies.
Yeah.
Oh, he's a cute little mollies. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and then, so you've replaced it with words like dote. That's a great one. Ah, wee little dote.
Yeah, do you like that one?
I love it because it doesn't mean anything. It sounds like a swear, but, you know. But yeah, having a kid around the house now.
Yeah.
It's four. It's too late. He's already swore. It's fine, you know.
Has he?
But in a Dublin accent,
what
so I know it wasn't
swear
my
word?
Fault. The F bomb.
Oh, stop it.
Yeah, yeah.
How old?
Two and a half, three.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Wow.
And if it was in my accent, I'd be in trouble. But it was a definite Dublin accent from my wife.
Wow. So you can definitely blame her.
Yeah.
Well, listen, Damo, thanks for coming in and having the chats. As always, it's a pleasure to have you in. When is your next gig?
Oh, tonight, funnily enough. Thanks for asking.
Funny that. Where are you?
Yeah, the Crack Den. Myself and fellow comic Eddie Malarkey.
What a great name for you.
Yeah, the Crack. C-R-A-I-C, obviously. Mm-hmm. We get different clientele otherwise. So we're in the Workman's tonight and tomorrow. And then Mulligan and Haynes on Sunday, Monday. We do four nights a week.
And what's it like getting tickets now? Can people rock up with the whole COVID thing? What's the deal?
You can rock up, but then just go to, it's on Eventbrite or just look up Crack Den Comedy Club on Instagram. The link is on that.
Okay.
Or crackdencomedyclub.com. Tonight we have Emily Ashmore. It's going to be class. Brian Gallagher, Eddie Malarkey, and Willa White. So it's going to be a top weekend.
Love him.
So tonight,
absolutely love him.
Tomorrow night, Sunday, Monday, Workman's. Tonight,
go and
tomorrow,
do it.
Mulligan and Haynes, Sunday, Monday.
There's gigs happening.
There's gigs happening.
You just
gotta
find them.
From 6 o'clock, obviously, 6 till 8.
Oh, that's brilliant as well, because you get home early.
Yeah, and it's still dark, so we can drink on the canal afterwards. Responsibly, water or something, you know.
Jennifer Zamparelli on 2FM.